Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, March 1st, 2024, 9:06 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. You may be able to hear in the background, we are not at the Red Rock Morning Studio. We are at the Sevier Valley Center, part of the 1A state basketball tournament. David Boyle with Bill Boyle.
2 days finished and 2 days to go in this tournament. And, man, it's been an awful lot of fun. But what a culmination of the sports season, of the winter sports season here at the tournament in Richfield. It's been awesome.
Yes, it has. And the White Horse Lady Raiders on the floor. Early warm-up right now. Of course, we've got the morning show, though, this morning, so we're going to bring you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Starting with mention the weather, but again, especially folks maybe considering coming over to Richfield this weekend for the final parts of the season, there's going to be a good weather, warm and breezy today, but winds increasing Saturday ahead of a strong cold front dropping in late in the day. The front is main system will bring significant snow to the northern and central mountains of Utah and Colorado through early Monday, and travel is going to deteriorate quickly Saturday evening across mountain corridors. So again, in the Red Rock listening area, it should be pretty mild, but we'll get some wind and snow. But if you're heading up to Richfield, it's going to pick up Saturday afternoon, so be aware of that. But again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, and Bill's got some big news out of the state legislative session.
Yeah, the last day of the 45-day Utah legislative session ends today. Today's day 45, and they're working awfully hard. There's a ton going on. Big news coming out of the legislature yesterday is that San Juan Health Service District has secured a $35 million funding package build a new hospital in Monticello to replace San Juan Hospital. San Juan Hospital is the oldest hospital in the state of Utah, and it was a six-week scramble with the legislature, but they were able to secure the funding package yesterday. $10 million in a low-interest loan from the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity, $7.5 million low-interest loan from the legislature, $12.5 million grant from the Rural Opportunity Fund, and then the San Juan Health Service District will provide $5 million of their own funding. A $35 million funding package came together in the last 6 weeks, and it's going to result in a new hospital in Monticello. The Utah Hospital Association has determined that San Juan Hospital, again, the oldest hospital in the state of Utah, had outlived its life expectancy, and that it would be ill-advised to invest new money into that aging building. So they're going to get a new building. An incredible amount of work has gone in over the past 6 weeks. It involved the Utah Hospital Association, rural commissioners, legislators, particularly leadership in the state legislature, Utah Governor Spencer Cox. It's been a flurry of activity. I think all led by San Juan County Commissioner Bruce Adams, just visiting with Clayton Holt this morning, who's the CEO of the San Juan Health District. He said the efforts of Bruce Adams over the past 6 weeks are heroic, to say the least. He's been absolutely fearless in pursuing funding opportunities for this new hospital at every turn. And it all came to fruition yesterday when, in the next to last day of the session, San Juan Health District has been able to secure the funding package. Clayton Holt suggested that within a year, you'll see construction and movement on that new facility, and they're going to be moving ahead on a replacement facility. There's 15 acres of ground just west and a little bit north of the existing hospital, and that's where the new construction will take place. It'll be adjacent to the current campus. Anyway, but an exciting day, a big day. The San Juan Health Services, a significant need of replacing an aging hospital. They were able to secure that funding package. So great, great day.
Yeah, so big news there out of the legislature impacting San Juan County and specifically Monticello, where they'll be getting a new hospital. Very good. We've got more news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. This out of the Navajo Nation, where members of the Navajo Nation Council Law and Order Committee address community safety concerns at Whitehorse High School at a public hearing earlier this week. On Monday, the Law and Order Committee of the Navajo Nation Council convened and heard reports by stakeholders, including the San Juan School District and facilitators of innovation, education, leadership development, and sustainability. That's FIELDS. Of course, they do extensive work on Navajo Nation, specifically in this area. Representatives regarding efforts to combat the escalating trend of violence within the community, particularly within the school system, Law and Order Committee Vice Chair Cherilyn Yazzie say they remain dedicated to safeguarding Navajo communities and empowering youth to realize their full potential. Superintendent Christine Fitzgerald and Principal Kim Schaefer of the San Juan School District delivered a report on the disturbing rise in violent incidents resulting from the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Fitzgerald emphasized the need for law enforcement within the community, citing difficulties in securing a resource officer due to competition in law enforcement and jurisdictional issues for state law enforcement. Discussions are underway at the Utah State Legislative Office regarding a potential mandate for school resource officers, but compliance could be difficult without collaboration between the Navajo Nation schools and the state. Principal Schaefer shared statistics regarding drug-related incidents and violence within the school environment post-COVID-19, stressing the importance of having a resource officer present to address the issues and ensure student safety. In response to the challenges discussed, the Law and Order Committee underscored the need for collaborative efforts between schools, chapter houses, and law enforcement to protect the community. Council Delegate Nathan Nota emphasized the importance of proactive outreach to at-risk youth and leveraging local governance structures for community empowerment. Police Chief Daryl Noon addressed the community's concerns about the lack of law enforcement presence in Navajo, Utah, attributing the challenges to hiring and competitive wages offered outside the Navajo Nation for police officers. Chief Noon encouraged community support for law enforcement recruiting efforts and highlighted the need for programs to provide training and resources for young scholars to pursue careers in law enforcement. Chief Noon said, quote, "I don't need money, I need people. We have the money, but some of these things we discussed, like bonuses and increased wages, we're trying to implement." He says the problem that I am facing is having to ask permission to carry out those initiatives. Delegate Nota provided an update on plans for a new police substation within the Annis community, acknowledging the critical need for law enforcement support in the area. The committee thanked the Annis community for their participation in the meeting and reiterated the committee's commitment to addressing community safety concerns. So again, public safety, we know, is a challenge on Navajo, Utah, again, because those police departments in Kayenta and Shiprock are a ways away and resources are stretched in. Sounds like Navajo Nation Police Chief Daryl Noon says what they need is more officers and says the funds are there. So very interesting report there by the Law and Order Committee. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January white sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, March 1st, 2024, 9:18 a.m. David Boyle with Bill Boyle here at the Sevier Valley Center. Taking a look at some additional news throughout the Red Rock listening area. I've got news out of Cortez area where Mesa Verde National Park says they're moving forward to stabilizing the spruce tree house. The National Park Service announced it found no significant impact on the human environment for the project to stabilize the alcove arch at Mesa Verde National Park spruce tree house. The arch protects ancient dwellings built beneath the cliff ledge. Project aims to stabilize the arch above the spruce tree house dwellings in the park. According to documents provided by the Mesa Verde National Park, the environmental assessment considered public, tribal, and agency insight. Because the project won't damage structures in the park, an environmental impact statement won't be required to move forward with the project. According to representatives of the park, the project will help stabilize the geological structure that the Pueblo Dwellings are built under, helping protect them from falling rocks and other hazards that could damage the structures. Additional information about that project can be found in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. Bailey Duran of the Journal writing that report. Looking at other news in the Red Rock listening area, looking at the latest San Juan County Commission meeting, where members of the San Juan County Commission discussed a couple of different items as part of their latest meeting, including they talked about receiving three bids from a communications companies to market cancer screening services for people who lived, worked, or went to school in Monticello between 1941 and 2002. McDonald, County Administrator Mac McDonald, explained that local efforts and word of mouth has allowed cancer screening vouchers to reach out as far as Texas, but the county and the program are anxious to extend those cancer screenings to people who lived previously in Monticello. The cancer screening and marketing of the screens are being funded by the federal government, which operated the mill located on the south of Monticello, which contributed to higher than normal cancer rates in the town before a federal cleanup at the start of the new millennium. Members of the commission also approved the receipt of another settlement check related to the opioid crisis and the negligence of producers that has resulted in the crisis throughout the U.S. Latest settlement with Mylan has resulted in a $3,600 statement, a part of $67,000 the county has received from the opioid settlement fund. The county had prioritized funds from opioid-related settlements to address medical-assisted treatments in jail, Narcan for law enforcement officers, and aftercare service for drug court. McDonald said, however, this latest check isn't necessarily needed to cover those costs, and the county may use those funds towards funding school resource officers in the county if that ends up being a requirement of the state legislature. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there will be services today in Salem, South Dakota for little Matthew Dwayne Benson. They begin at 11 o'clock this morning. Matthew's just 18 months old, passed away last week. He's the son of Colton and Alita Benson, originally of Monticello. There'll be a memorial service for Scott Porter at 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 2nd, in Mesa, Arizona. Scott, a Monticello native, passed away last week at the age of 71. His first job in life was helping out at the San Juan Record. Moved on to a highly successful career in the newspaper printing business. Eventually, for many years, directed all printing services on the massive Media One Press in Salt Lake City, a great brand of the San Juan Record and of Red Rock 92. A memorial service for Karen Ann Bone, age 88, of Cortez, will be held during regular church services at First United Methodist Church in Cortez at 10 a.m. next Sunday. That's Sunday, March 10th. There'll be a fellowship coffee to follow at the service. And a celebration of life for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnson will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd at First United Methodist Church in Cortez. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Urchell Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another break and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Alan at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, and Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, in Cortez.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit desertriverscu.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, March 1st, 2024, 9:26 a.m., Bill.
Yes, the number one song in the land 35 years ago today. We aren't able to play them this week, but it is Lost in Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson. The ballad climbed to number one, remained there for 3 weeks. It was Debbie Gibson's most successful single. It's a great song. On this day in 1872, Yellowstone National Park was established by Congress. It was the first national park in the U.S. and in the world, too. Established a precedent that has caught on across the world. First national park today. On this day in 1936, Hoover Dam was completed. Dammed the Colorado River just upstream from Henderson, Nevada, and created it's the highest concrete arch dam in the world. Still an amazing thing, built during the Depression as a part of the Bureau of Reclamation. 1936 for Hoover Dam. On this day in 1961, the Peace Corps was established by U.S. President John Kennedy. Today is the National Day of Unplugging. So if you want to, you can unplug from your devices, but you're going to miss some good basketball.
Yeah, you can unplug and go back to the radio, I guess is what you
there
need
you
to do.
Go. Yeah, get that hand-cranked radio. You don't have to plug in a battery-powered or hand-cranked radio. Today's also National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Bit of a controversy on who invented peanut butter. In the 1840s, a woman in New York City noticed Cuban women were smashing up peanut butter and then rubbing it on a piece of bread. And so she tried to patent it, but if you got it because you saw a bunch of Cuban women using it, then maybe they invented it, not you. But, anyway, peanut butter, what a remarkable thing peanut butter is.
I thought that was George Washington Carver. That's kind of the joke, because that's the only thing you learn at Black History Month, is that George Washington Carver invented peanut butter. There's a lot of other really good black history that was missing in education. But
my understanding of that is he's the one who helped dispel the rumor that peanuts were poisonous.
Oh, that must be what it is. See, I don't even know.
Man, he invented a lot of cool stuff,
too.
Where am I? I've been distracted.
Yes,
Justin Bieber is 30 years old today. Seems like he's been around forever. He's only 30 years old. Talk about being around forever. Ron Howard is 70 years old today. Opie Taylor. That was the greatest show ever, the Andy Griffith Show. He played Opie. He was Richie Cunningham in Happy Days. He's had quite a successful career as an actor, as a director, as a producer. Happy birthday to Ron Howard. Singer Roger Daltrey of The Who is 80 years old today. Kesha is 37. Harry Belafonte was born on this day in 1927. He passed away several years ago. He would have been 97 years old today. Daylight's come and me want to go home. Dale, what a great song that is. Announcer Harry Carey was born on this day in 1914. He passed away many years ago. He was the voice of the Chicago Cubs. It's an incredible voice. Brett Sifford, our voice of the San Juan Broncos, has a really awesome Harry Carey imitation. I wish that was here in Richfield today. We could hear it. It was his message on his voicemail on his phone. Anyway, let's not talk about Rhett. Let's talk about Harry Carey. Harry Carey, that's also a great name, I like to say. Of course, back in when he was real big, Japanese suicide is Harry Carey. So, anyway, Harry Carey, what a great name. Birthdays today for Candy Jackson Hawkins. Weekend birthdays coming up for Stuart Bell tomorrow. And on Sunday for Derry Barton, Megan Ryan Lacy, Travis Redd, and Alma Bay. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese-American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. 4 packs of GEHD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country and Moab Heat and Cool. Your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at MyComputerCareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, March 1st, 9:42 a.m. Bill's got the local sports report out of Colorado.
Yes, the regional tournament's going on today and tomorrow in Colorado as these sports winter sports seasons wrap up. For the boys, 1A, 8-seeded Nucla will host 25th-seeded Prairie in Nucla. Dove Creek, RPI is 31st, will travel to Cheyenne Wells to take on number 2-seeded Cheyenne Wells. 8-seeded Mancos in the 2A tournament will host Sedgwick County, and 23-seeded Montezuma Cortez will travel to Meeker to take on Banning Lewis Academy in the 3A tournament. On the girls' tournament, 6-seeded Dove Creek will host 27th-seeded Lone Star in the 1A, and 25th-seeded Nuka will travel to Kiowa to play 8-seeded, the 8th seed there. In the 2A, 8-seeded Mancos will travel or will host Del Norte, and 12th-seeded Montezuma Cortez will play in Yuma against 21st-seed Meeker. Anyway, those are today's games in the Colorado Regional Tournament.
All right, in the 1A State Tournament games today, Whitehorse Lady Raiders coming up here in just a minute at 10 a.m. The Whitehorse Boys in consolation play at 2:30, and the Monument Valley Girls in the state semifinals at 4. That'll do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Till then, have a great weekend.